Yes, y'all. My name is Ojideji. You know what time it is. And back again on Ajayade Podcast. You know what time it is. And in the studio today, you know, I have the two kings, the two bad boys. I have Adekunle Ekun and Kabir Afolanyo. You know what time it is. Guys, what's good, guys?
Yeah, guys, what's good? What's happening? What's popping? We are here again on Ajayade Podcast. And today, we are going to be talking about albums like Burna Boy albums and Fireboy's album, like,
you know, everyone has expected the album, definitely.
Yeah,
and
sure,
even you know, all this anticipation and everything, Burna Boy is going to drop an album, Fireboy is going to drop an album, everybody was like, ah, okay, how this album is going to sound and everything. So so the guys are in the studio and I'm probably going to be throwing the questions to you guys. So let me start from you, Jelly. Let's start from Burna Boy album. Burna Boy album, Twice As Tall. Does it actually meet up to your expectations?
Yeah, I've been online since Burna Boy dropped his album, and when Fireboy dropped his album, I've been online to see people's reaction, and it's funny how people compare the two albums.
Yeah,
understand? But for me, yeah, I'm a kind of person that I love classic music. You understand? I love classic jams.
Classic.
When you hear a song and you are able to relate well with the lyrics, you understand. So for me, yeah, if I'm to pick one between the two albums, you understand, whether Burna Boy or Fireboy's album, man, I'll give it to Fireboy. You know why? Because all the songs are classical album. And I wouldn't blame Nigerians, people who don't like Fireboy album, because, you know, Nigerians, we love all these you understand. That is why Fireboy would
mostly listen to beats now.
Yeah, beats and all. So that is why Fireboy's song in the last album, that's why songs like Scatter will blow.
Yeah.
Songs like Jealous, you understand, will make waves because of the kind of groove that is attached to the sound. But when you look at this album, Fireboy kind of came down to classics, you understand? Classics album.
This time around, he didn't actually go for the back boost.
You understand what I'm saying? Fireboy did him. You understand? Or this album. This is the album where you know that, yes,
okay,
this is Fireboy.
Let's just say this time around, like, Fireboy actually sit down and write his lyrics, not like actually focusing more on the beat. Now it's actually like,
you understand,
he
wrote the lyrics from his heart. You understand? Okay. When an artist writes lyrics from his heart, this is what you get. You understand? Classic jam, classic album, relatable lyrics.
Okay, so what about Burna Boy?
Yeah, okay. My name is Kabir Afolanyo. Now, for Burna Boy's album, people are misquoting his narratives. Sure, you understand? Yeah. Fireboy's album is a dope album, but let's come to Burna Boy. Burna Boy is like, he's recording from his heart also, but his heart coming from the pain he felt when he lost the Grammy Award from African Giant. So you understand? Now, if you listen to Twice As Tall, as in the narrative means that he's stamping his feet on the industry that, yeah, I'm back. Coming from outside African Giant, you know that Burna Boy's lyrical content has changed. So you understand? Okay, let's talk about Fireboy. Wait.
Okay.
Let's talk about Fireboy's now. Okay, Fireboy is just recording his second album. Burna Boy is recording like seventh album or eighth album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Now, what they are chasing is different. Fireboy is trying to stamp, he's trying to register his name
like
to his audience.
You said that he's still trying to connect himself.
Yeah, to the audience. But Burna Boy is trying to diversify. He's trying his versatility. You understand?
Yeah.
Now you have a Nigerian track on that Twice As Tall, and you have an international track. As in all the tracks are classic. Yeah, believe me, it's classic. Go and listen to, starting from Level Up, Alarm Clock, Monsters Are Made. I swear to God, all the tracks.
Can I ask you this question? Quick. Burna Boy last album, African Giants,
yeah.
And this Twice As Tall. Mm-hmm. Will you say between these two albums,
mm-hmm,
can you say there's difference between this album, or just like Burna Boy is still going back to his old ways, or
before Kabir answer question, let me talk.
Okay.
So if I'm permitted, so the thing is that I feel like Fireboy worked on Burna Boy worked on African Giant. Mm-hmm. You understand, to produce twice as tall. You ask me why? The reason is because a lot of songs on African Giants are like samples from Fela songs. I'm not talking about Fela sound. Exactly. We all know Fireboy, Burna Boy has the Fela sound. Yeah. You understand? Yes. So, but when you're talking about sampling of songs, you understand? Burna Boy actually grew from sampling Fela songs to doing his own sound. You understand? His own sound, which is more like Fela sound, but not sampling Fela song. It's, you understand?
Like that's Afrobeat.
Yes, more like he's promoting Afrobeat fully, full blown Afrobeat. Nice one, twice as tall album. But I think Burna Boy actually did well by not sampling any of the Fela song.
Yeah, big shout out to Burna Boy.
Big shout out to Burna Boy on that one.
Yeah. So back to you, Cabrio.
Okay.
About the question I asked earlier. So what we say, there has been a changes from Burna Boy's last album and this one.
Yeah, there's a changes in African Giants and Twice as Tall. Like let me make a scenario. As in, compared to African Giants, look at just one track, Monsters Are Made. You have never seen any vibe of Burna Boy on that track. As in, go and check all Burna Boy's album, his previous album. You can never compare Burna Boy's Monsters Are Made to other albums. But do you know the problem Burna Boy is having is that he has already said it on his Twitter, right? He has already said that, okay, most people won't understand him. And I get him, because if you are trying to do new things, people won't understand you until you do that thing. And people will start copying you. If you want to achieve something new, you have to face some challenges, criticism.
Obviously.
Sure, you understand? Yeah. So that's what Burna Boy is facing now. People won't understand the narrative behind Twice as Tall. So that's why they can be comparing it with Afro Pop of Adekunle Gold and also Apollo of Fireboy. But me particularly, I understand what Burna Boy is trying to create.
Okay.
And I know he's going to win Grammys, and I know that his priority. He's going to win Grammy with this.
Nigeria will
because Nigeria doesn't concentrate on lyrics. They concentrate on only melody and beats and instrumentals.
Yeah.
But if you can listen to these lyrics, listen to the vibes, you understand what Burna Boy is saying. As in, the pain of losing the Grammy Award, that's what he put in recording this style and stuff.
Burna Boy, man, the Grammy is yours, bro.
I swear.
Okay, Jelly, I would like to put the question through to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So Fireboy's previous album, which is Laughter, Tears, and
Goosebumps,
with this previous one, Apollo.
Yeah.
So we say there has been a little changes in his voice, delivery, and everything.
Yeah, I think Fireboy actually came with different vibe on this Apollo song. As much as I would like to agree that the album is coming in as a rush, you understand?
Yeah.
And an artist in the caliber of Fireboy, I think dropping a second album right now is actually in a rush, you understand? The album comes too quick, as I expected. But I'm not saying the album is bad. Like, an artist for his level, the album is not... it's not that bad, you understand? And I feel like Fireboy actually is doing him, is doing Fireboy on this album, you understand? So when you talk about the Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps, those are songs that Fireboy had. A lot of songs he had as an upcoming artist, experimenting with different sounds, you understand, before getting signed to Fireboy. It's just a combination, it's just a mixtape of what Fireboy
songs.
Yes, what they Fireboy was before signing to YBNL. You understand? Mm-hmm. That was what we got in Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps, and it was just like a combination of all what Fireboy can do. You understand?
Yeah.
In Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps. But when you look at this album, which is Apollo, you know that Fireboy actually stick to one sound. You understand? Stuck to one vibe, you understand? And he's actually trying to create a balance between going international and sticking to the Nigerian market, you understand? That was what Fireboy is trying to do with Apollo, you understand? Now, it makes sense because YBNL is now under Empire Music. And Fireboy under YBNL. We want to make a song that will appeal to the kind of audience that Empire Andrew's distribution, it's a distribution deal, you understand? And when you look at an organization like Empire, they want to distribute Fireboy's album. You understand? Anything coming out of YBNL beyond
to go worldwide,
beyond the shores of Nigerian music scene. You understand? Yeah. And it plain makes sense for Fireboy to do an album like Apollo that will resonate with Nigerian and the outside world. When you listen to the lyrics of Fireboy on this album, you felt the vibe of the likes of Celine Dion, the likes of Westlife, you understand? Those are lyrics that you can actually pick up and use to even talk to a girl, to a Nigerian girl that, you know, she'll fall for
a
you.
A lot of pick-up lines.
You understand? You understand? A lot of pick-up lines. And Burna Boy is all about love, all the challenges he's been facing as a music star, you understand? And all of that. And it's a creative one when you ask me, from Fireboy. And Apollo is a classic jam. You understand? It's a classic jam, is a hit. But when you compare it with Fab, when you compare it with Burna Boy's album,
Look man, there's no comparison.
I understand that there's no comparison. But when you try to compare Apollo with Burna Boy's album, it's like you are trying to compare two artists with different thing in mind when they are creating their album.
You understand?
Burna Boy already has the image of African giant, and when you listen to everything coming out of Burna Boy's album, you know that this is all about the struggle of Africa, the struggle of he himself as an African, as an artist.
Their sound are different.
You understand? And the kind of sound, you understand, and Burna Boy is presenting is way different from what Fireboy is delivering. So is either you like Burna Boy's album and you don't like Fireboy's album, or you like Fireboy's album or you don't like Burna Boy, or you even you might even like the two. You understand?
Yeah, like two. I love the two.
The two albums actually meet up to our expectations.
Big ups to Fireboy for this album, and big ups to Burna Boy.
Those are our classic.
Killing shit. Yeah. You understand? Giving us that fella vibes and all.
Burna Boy is promoting Africa real big, man.
Sure.
Big ups to Burna Boy, man. So guys, I know you guys really enjoy coming up with us to this. You know, we've come to an end of this podcast, man. So guys, I will have to put this question to you guys. So Fireboys, Apollo and Burna Boys, Twice as Tall. The two albums, did it actually meet up to you guys' expectations? Like, is it what you guys are really, really expecting?
Yeah.
So let us know in the comment section.
Yeah,
so
guys, and which one do you actually vibe?
Which one are you actually vibing to right now?
Which one?
Because when you are bored, which one can you vibe to?
Because me, after playing Burna Boy's album, I'm definitely playing Fireboy's album.
Yeah, that's me.
Those albums are fire. So guys,
when you ask me, I'm actually playing Fireboy's album first. Fireboy albums first. Before playing Burna Boy.
Hey, amen. But the two albums are his, man.
Yeah,
so guys, let us know what you think. Which of these albums actually meet up to your expectations? Let's see you in the comment section. To become your winners. Peace.